Okay, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Pei Dalet Amar Aleph. We are holding on Daf Pei Dalet Amar Aleph, and we are up to Shalosh Tevos Hain. So the Gemara is going to bring the continuation of the Mishnayos and Kalim that discuss with different dinim that apply to Kalim. So meaning different types of Kalim that have different categories, and the halachas that apply to each category of the different types of Kalim. So the Mishnah says in the 24th parak of Maseches Kalim, Shalosh Tevos Hain. There are three types of boxes or chests. Teva shepischa mitzida. You have a box that the opening is on the side, so it's the way you use it is like you open it like a closet. So tamei medrus, such a box could be tamei tumas medrus, because if someone is sitting on top of it or lying on it, no one's going to say, "Hey, get off! We need that box," because you could use the box even while the person is sitting on it or lying on it, since the door is on the side of the box. Mila maila. But if the door, the opening is on the top, and the main opening is from the top of the box, so tamei tamei meis. It's not going to be tamei tumas medrus, because if someone were sitting on it, you would say na'amod v'nasa melachteinu, get up so we could do our work. But it is able to be tamei tumas meis. But just not medrus. The haba b'mida, and a box that's so big that you have to measure its length and its width, and it's not able to be moved because it's so gigantic, and its opening is on top, then tahorim klum, then it's not even able to become tame at all, because it's not ready for medrus, since its opening is on top, so it's clearly not designated for yeshiva or shechiva, and it's not susceptible to other tumos, because it's not metalteles malei, since it's so big, and in order for it to be mekabel tuma, it has to be metal. Tell us, it has to be something that's movable when it's full or when it's empty. So the Gemara brings up Brisa now as far as tumah of a boat, and it's going to explain the reasons for the different types of tumah. So Tan Rabbanan, medrus kli cheres. If you have a kli cheres that's designated for someone to sit on, and a zav sits on it, but he doesn't actually touch the airspace of the kli, tahar. The kli is going to be tahar. It's not tameh like all other tumas medrus. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af hasvina, that a boat is also the same. So the Gemara asks, what exactly is Rabbi Yossi saying about a boat? He's saying a boat is also the same as what? In what sense? Which halacha? So Amar Rav Zvid Hachi Kamar. Here's what he's trying to say. Medrus klicheres tahar umago. But it's true that if you sit on a klicheres, the klicheres is going to be tahar. But if you touch it, the tuma touches the airspace of the klicheres, then tame. Then the kli becomes tame, like any klicheres that its airspace. That's the halacha bei kli cheres, that it's metame from its airspace. It doesn't become tame from touching the outer surface, but anything that enters the airspace of a kli cheres becomes tame. Usfina shel cheres tameya, but a boat of cheres is tame b'maga, because the Tanakama holds kichananya, like the sheet of Chananya, who learns that a boat that's made out of wood is not tame, because tumas kliyetz is derived from sak, and a svina is not metaltelis mali v'rekam, and a sak, by definition, a bag, is metaltelis mali v'rekam. So therefore, if you have a boat made out of cheres, it's tamei, even if it's not metaltelis mali v'rekan, since a kli cheres is not compared at all to sackcloth, and it's metamei even if it's not metaltel mali. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af hasfina tahora kitana didan. But Rabbi Yossi says that no, a boat is tahor from tumas maga, because Rabbi Yossi holds like the sheet of the Tana in our Mishnah that we had back on Pei Gimel and Beis, who learns from the pasuk of derech ania belev yam, that a boat doesn't become tamei, and that includes all types of boats, even a boat that's made out of cheres. So now says Gemara Maskev for Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks on Rav Zvid's explanation that according to Rav Zvid, the Rabbi Yossi is trying to explain that we're metaher a boat even from Tumas Maga, that a boat is not tameh at all. So then my af, what does he mean when he says that even a boat is tahar? The Tanakama never was metaher kli cheres from Tumas Maga. So what's Rabbi Yossi adding when he's saying that a boat is also tahar from Tumas Maga? It sounds like the Tanakama was metaher something, and Rabbi Yossi adds a tahara al tahara, so he's adding an extra level of tahara. So what extra level of tahara is he adding? Ella amar Rav Papa hachi ka amar. This is how we explain the brisa. Medrus kli cheres tahar. The medrus kli cheres is tahar, like we said or we will explain based on a hekesh. Umaga o tame, but the maga of a kli cheres is tame. Vishal eitz, and a kli eitz bein medroso bein maga o tame. Both it's tame both tumas medrus and tumas maga. Usvinas hayardein tahora, and a boat that goes on the yardein, a boat that goes in the water is tahor, because the Tanakhama holds ketana didan, like the sheet of our Mishnah that learns from the pasuk of derech aniyah b'lev yam, that a boat is not metame, and that includes all boats and even a small boat that could be moved when it's full. Rabbi Yossi Omer af hasvina temeya kichananya. Then Rabbi Yossi saying that even a svinas hayardein that the Tanakhama was talking about is like any other kli eight, and therefore is tame. Because heals like Chananya that learns that a stam boat is not tame because tumas kli eitz is derived from sak and a sfina is not metatelas malivarekam like sak, and therefore dafka a large boat is not metame because it's not metatelas malivarekam like sak, but a sfina seyardin which is small and is you're able to be to move it even when it's full is going to become tame. So now the Gemara goes in and explains how we know that a kli charis is not metame tumas medrash. The medrash kli charis minel and detar. Who told us that there's no such thing as tumas medris by a kli cheres? So Amar Chizkia, the Amar Kra, he derives it because the pasuk says when it talks about mishkav hazav, v'ish asher yiga b'mishkavo, that a person who touches mishkavo should have to be mechabis begadav and he's rachatz b'mayim, he's tamei al erev. So we darshin makish mishkavo lo. We make a hekish between the tumas mishkav of the zav and the tumah of the body of the zav himself. Mahu is le tara b'mikva, just like the zav himself has tara b'mikva. Af mishkav onami, so to the mishkav that the pasuk is talking about that became tamei is islei tara b'mikvah, is only tamei insofar that it's able to become tahar in the mikvah. But a klicheres, which by definition does not have tara b'mikvah, the only way to be metara klicheres is by shvira. So then there's no din; it's not tamei for mishkav azav. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned that the makar that klicheres is not metame medrash is from somewhere else. Pasuk says by tumas zava. Pasuk says kala mishkav. That's how the pasuk describes the tuma of Ezava. And any kli that she sits on is going to be tame. So we say makish mishkava la. We make a hekish between that which she lies on and herself. So mahi is la tara b'mikva. Just like a zava herself can have tara b'mikva, she can become tahar by going to the mikva. Af mishkava nami is la tahara b'mikva. That which she lies on also has to have tara b'mikvah. Lafuke klicheres to lesle tara b'mikvah, as opposed to klicheres where there is no tara b'mikvah. And since there's no tara b'mikvah by a klicheres, memelik, it's not susceptible to tumas mishkav. So now the Gemara discusses klicheres is not mitame medrus, masav Ravi La'a. So Ravi La'a asks that it says in the Braisa, mapat b'meis minayin, a reed mat that's made for lying on. And it doesn't have a base kibble, it's just a pshute kliates, it's just a flat kli. That's right away from Medrash. How do I know that if a mace touches it, that he becomes Tamei? So it says, Gemara Vidinu, and really I could derive it from a Kalvachomer. Uma Pachin Ketanim. If small Kli Cheres that have a very narrow opening, that a person's finger can't even fit into the opening, Shetahorin Bazov, they're not Royal Medrash, and therefore they're Tahor from Azov. They're not Royal Magi either, because you can't touch the inside of them, since you can't put your fingers inside of them. And, they're also not Tamei Beheset, but Tamei and Bemeis. They could still become Tamei and Olameis. Mapat She Tamei Bezav. So a mat, a flat wooden mat that's Tamei from Medrash Hazav, because it's Roy Lemishkav, Eino Din She Tamei Bemeis. So all the more so should become Tamei and Olameis. Ve'amai. So Rabbi Lai asks, and why is a mapat Tamei Bemedrash Hazav? Halas Leitar Bemikvah. I thought you said in order to become Tamei Tumas Medrash, something needs to have Tare Bemikvah. A flat wooden kli has no. Tara b'mikveh, so I'm related to Chanina, shiny hasam. Now the din of a mapas eitz is different from a kli cheres, because even though it doesn't have tara b'mikveh, it could still be tami tumas medrus hol v'ika b'mino, because there is some type of mat that is a kli that does have tara b'mikveh, like a kli eitz that has a base kibble, and therefore even if you happen to have the kind that doesn't have a base kibble, it's also going to be able to become tamei tumas medrus. Amalei, so Rabbi Lai says back to Rabbi Chanina, Rachmana litzlan mehay daita. Kodesh Baruch Hu should save us from such a horrible svar. Your metame b'medrus, anything that has b'mino tahara b'mikvah, anything that's something of a similar min can be tahara b'mikvah. It's pashut that since the mappets itself can't become tahara in the mikvah, it's not tamei medrus. So Rabbi Chanina responds, Rabbi La, Adraba, Rachman al san midai to didach, Hashem should save us from your svara, that we should be mechalik between kelim that have b'minam, kelim that have tahara b'mikvah, and kelim that don't have b'minam. that don't have beminam other kelim that have tar b'mikvah. V'taymamai. So what's the reason for Rabbi Chanina that he holds that anything that has beminam tar b'mikvah is able to become tame even if it itself does not have tar b'mikvah? This din that you need to have. You need to have tara b'mikvah is derived from a zav, so it's more. We should compare it like to a zav that itself has tara b'tvila, as meaning if we really want to compare it to a zav, we should say that the item itself needs to have tara b'mikvah. That it's not good enough that it has b'mino tara b'mikvah, because by zav the inyan is not that it has b'mino tara b'mikvah; it's that a zav himself has tara b'mikvah. So why would you come up with such a svara that it depends on mino, whether mino has tara b'mikvah? So it says in Gemara Trei Krei Ksivi, because there are two psukim that it says by Medrash Hazav Ksiv Ish Asher Yiga b'mishkavo. It says Ish Asher Yiga b'mishkavo has to be. It becomes Tameh. So we see that we compare the Tumah of a Medrash to the Tumah of the Zav himself. And that Pasuk does not compare the Mishkav HaZav to the Zav himself, it just mentions each one separately. So we only learn Mishkav in that Pasuk from the phrase V'kol HaMishkav. So HaKetzad, how are you going to reconcile these two Psukim? One of the Psukim imply that a Mishkav HaZav is similar to a Zav himself, and we learn from that Hekish that a Kli only becomes some medras if it has tara b'mikvah, just like a zav has tara b'mikvah, and the other pasuk sounds like that there's no connection between the zav and the mishkav zav, and therefore even a kli that it's not tara b'tvila is royal in medras. So you have to say that any kli that's yesh b'mino afal gav delas lay tara b'mikvah, ein b'mino makash mishkav alav. That if it's yesh b'mino, then we say, well, okay, even though it itself doesn't have tara b'mikvah, that's good enough as long as it has b'mino tara b'mikvah. But if it's not even b'mino tara b'mikvah, then that's a totally separate category. That's not like a zav at all, and therefore it would not become tameh tumas medrash. Okay, so we're way into Amud Beis, so we'll stop there. And Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Rava Amar next time.